I love a sky. I love a sun. I love a night. I love a tree. I love a run. I love a toaster.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I hate people. Big or small, short or tall, people. I hate people.
Uno. Well, hater, hoder, how do you do? Welcome back to Shady Small Town Tea. I'm Tiff, that's Kirk, and guess who's officially moved into their new place? That's right, this bitch.
4 weeks later, and we're finally posting something.
I know, it's all my fault. I will take full blame for this.
Yes, you will. So, it's all your fault.
It is all my fault. I'll take full blame. Well, when I was packing, one of the first things I packed up was like a laptop and my microphone, make sure it was, you know, padded and everything. And then I was like, oh, fuck. It was like one of those out of sight, out of mind things. So
what internet speed do you have there?
Whatever I had at home.
Because you keep freezing, but I don't think it's messing up the video. So it's, I mean, the audio. So I think we're good.
Yeah. Okay, because I'm not, I mean, it's not freezing on my end, so I'm going to go with it. Yeah.
I think we're good.
This time. Oh, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm all moved in today. I unpacked the last boxes. Got them all taken outside and in my truck because I don't understand the trash pickup here. I'm learning that moving to a new place in a new town where you barely know anybody is absolutely terrifying. And, adjustment has been very hard. I don't know my neighbors. I've met one of them for like 6 seconds.
Yeah.
And I shook his hand and the dude looked like I was on crack for introducing myself. The building I now live in has 4 apartments in it. I have not seen or like, let me phrase that. So yesterday was the first time I seen a neighbor and today was the first time I heard somebody else in this building. I've been here since Saturday. I have not heard or seen anybody up until yesterday. I kind of was scared. I didn't know if the people that lived here don't actually exist and they're just fucking with me or if they're, you know, ghosts. So I'm not sure. And I keep watching my door in my background, low door, because there's literally only one way in and out of this fucking apartment.
Oh, really? You don't have a second way out? Are you on the ground floor?
Well, I have... Fuck no.
How the hell do you get out?
So technically, I do have... So this is the main door. Right here. My camera just froze on my end. Anyways, oh, there we go. So this is my main door, but there's an emergency exit, and I put that in quotations very highly because there's another door in my kitchen, but it goes onto a roof, and it's like a 4-foot drop from the emergency exit to said roof, and from the roof, it's another, like, 5-6 feet drop. So if there's an emergency, Felipe and I are fucked.
You better get a ladder out there.
When I tell you we are fucked, I have my little step stool next to it. And I'm like ready to like, bam, whip that bitch out.
That's kind of weird, but oh well.
Fuck.
It's less ways for people to get in and murder this you.
Thank you all so much for that, because I also live in part of town since my finances weren't of the highest stature. I live in a part of town that is all college kids and also has gangs.
Oh, fun.
In it. I have learned.
When do you start your new job?
So, nice. Monday, officially. So, like, this week, I have been over there and I have, like, gone and, like, done some, like, paperwork and stuff, you know, gotten all that filled out and all that stuff, which has been great. But Monday I officially started. They kind of gave me this week to kind of get here, get packed and moved in, and which I thought was awesome because, you know, it's been a lot.
Mm-hmm. Moving's not fun.
You know, I haven't moved in, I haven't moved in fucking 10 fucking years, so.
Fun.
I forgot how much shit
I fucking hate moving. I've downsized shit like 3 times now, and I still have a lot of fucking shit. It's insane.
If I downsize anymore, I will not literally have nothing. I will not own anything. Like, I have downsized. Yeah. Downsized. Like, there's shit that, like, I've been going through boxes. And I've been like, why did I keep this? And like, I'll toss it. And then I find the cord or some shit that I needed that I tossed out. And then I'm like, oh yeah, that's why. And I've run outside like 6 times because I remember why I needed that specific cord or this or that.
I did that recently when I moved. But I thank God threw it all in this big, huge wicker basket in the basement. And so I was able to go back down there. The fuck are you doing?
I'm stretching out my back.
This ain't the fucking gym or yoga studio, bitch. All I see is one fucking titty mound on the screen.
This apartment is literally my studio, my bedroom, my living room, my sex dungeon, my everything. I have a studio apartment. I didn't know what that meant until I moved into it.
Well, you have a whole year now to figure out a new place for next year.
You know, and that's the thing. I know I got a whole ass year, you know.
Wow.
We keeping that you yawn. Awake? Fuck you. It's been loud. But no, you know, and I know I got a whole year. And, you know, I feel like I've done pretty well, like, since I've been here. I haven't even been here a week, and I'm completely unpacked. I got everything put away. There's a spot for everything. It's been a lot.
It seemed like a nice place in the video, except for that weird-ass kitchen. It's the only thing that's odd.
Yeah, my kitchen's super fucking
weird. Yeah, it's just bizarre.
Yeah.
But I guess that's about the only way to set it up so you can have a functioning kitchen.
Well, right, and like the stove is so little. I want to know where they got this little stove.
I know, it's tiny.
Like, where did they find a little stove? Yeah, but I mean, honestly, I'm not mad about it. Like, I feel like it's a pretty good little setup compared to some of the places that it could have been. I'm also incredibly close to 2 separate sets of train tracks.
Well, I grew up with train tracks 1 house away from our house growing up, so I got to hear it all the time.
I don't like that.
It takes about 6 months and then you'll get used to it and you sleep right through it and noise doesn't bother you when you sleep anymore.
I've honestly been so exhausted from like all like moving and going through shit and everything else. Like the first few nights I wasn't sleeping well at all. I was up till, from Saturday to Sunday, the first night that I was up here, I slept maybe 15, 20 minutes, if that. Like, my watch was sitting there going, ma'am, you need to lay the fuck down. Like, it's time to rest. But, so that was, like, the first few nights barely got any sleep. And, like, last night, I finally, like, slept until about 11:30 when that last train went through. Scared the ever-living fuck out of me. And then I'm pretty sure I heard gunshots. And, yeah. And I talked to a friend of mine who used to live up in this area, and he's like, yeah, that's pretty normal. I'm like,
is it? Wausau's a little shady, so but it is what it is.
And I'm on the south side.
It's more like white bread, and I think there's like some Mexican gangs there.
And there's a Japanese gang or Chinese gang.
The people of color, any color but white, is, you know, slim. There's not a lot of population there.
Actually, there's a lot more than
you think.
Well,
the percentage is low, but I mean, it's way more than what you're used to.
when I tell you, Kirk, that I've seen more Hmong people here than I have any other race, I'm confused. And then the office that I'll be working for, we are actually taking in immigrants and refugees. Refugees, sorry. That's the word I was trying to think. So like my clinic is a medical, dental, like all the things clinic. And so like we're taking in refugees and
wow.
When I tell you that the population of white people might be the main thing here, but when I tell you that that's not completely true because I've seen more Mexican and Hispanic people running around than I have anybody.
Well, you need somebody to do all the slave labor jobs because none of the white people want to do it.
Mother trucker, when I have to plow my own goddamn driveway.
Really?
Yeah, with a shovel.
What?
Yeah.
Grabbing my. I don't think that's legal in the state of Wisconsin, to be honest. Because liability. If you get hurt shoveling, there's nobody to sue. You can't sue yourself, and that's technically illegal.
I'm going to send you a copy of my lease. You want to talk about some slumlord sounding shit? Wow. I thought my old landlord was slumlord. This new lease is insane.
Well, you are way farther north, so things run a little differently up there, unfortunately.
Oh. And I get that, but fuck.
You have your own private driveway and parking spot that you have to keep clear?
So we have off-street parking. We have like a little parking area behind the building. There's no parking spots. You just park. At least nobody's told me I can't park where I'm parked. So until someone tells me I can't park there, I'm parking there. And then, like, we have a big walkway, sidewalk, and then, like, a path that goes on the side of the house, and then a path in front of it, and wooden steps that, when you step on them, you can feel the wood bend, and I'm waiting to fall through that shit. 100%.
Yeah, well.
Like, I'm serious. This is some slumlord shit. This apartment is basically an attic that got carpeted.
Nice. Well, you got plenty of time to find a new place, so.
And I know that, and I'm fine. Like, my first year here, if this is what I have to live with, this is fine. I'm fine with it. But my point is, where are my neighbors? I'm serious. I don't hear them. I don't see them. I'm kind of scared that I'm the only one in this building, and it's just TVs on in the other apartments to make me think I'm living with other people.
They probably have issues and they keep to themselves and they're very quiet for the most part.
Speaking of issues, this town allows people, and I'm not talking like, crazy people. No, this town has like facilities with people with mental disabilities and like actual schizophrenic people type of thing. They allow them to walk around during the day unsupervised.
They allow. Well, it's kind of their constitutional right to freedom.
Right, but it's like, okay, do you remember my last job where I worked in one of those homes where, like, you know, I help take care of these people? Okay, that's what these kind of people are, which I have no problem with. Like, you do you, boo-boo. And I get that there's a constitutional right, but there should be somebody with them, I feel like, at certain points. Because last time, Sunday, the last day I was unpacking all my shit, a man... At 9:30 at night, when I was taking out my dog the last time, because I've decided that I will no longer go outside past 9 p.m. because of the shit I've seen so far.
Need to get some pepper spray. Carry pepper spray with you.
I got some other shit where my shit. Anyway, this man walks by with an empty 12-pack of Mountain Dew, like the cardboard, just the cardboard. There's nothing in it. In a bathrobe, talking to himself. What the actual fuck was happening?
It's pretty normal when you get past, like, the Dells area. When you get halfway through the state and above, a lot of the northern states are kind of like that. They just, you know, let people be. They gotta be somewhere.
Look, I'm not bothering nobody. I ain't fucking with nobody. I'm keeping to myself. All I'm saying is...
Well, this is a... Tiff's going to grow up pretty fucking fast.
Tiff grew up really fucking fast.
And learn street skills. You thought you had street skills? You're going to have street skills when you leave there.
Oh, no. Trust me, I don't go outside my apartment past 9 p.m. Ever. Once the sun goes down, I don't go outside. Ever. And then, every night, all my curtains are closed. Okay, shades, the draw, the thingy, the blinds are drawn. And Felipe and I got, can you see this door? Yeah, I put shit in front of that door every fucking night to make sure even if somebody did try to get in. Okay, and on top of that, I got knives. Literally, nowhere in my apartment can I stand without having a knife at least within arm's reach, okay?
Don't you have a camera?
I'm fucking kidding, I'm not.
That...
Yeah, I have to still figure out how to get that set up here because it has been a bitch.
Don't you have like a deadbolt on your door? Oh, okay.
I do.
Nobody can really...
But that don't mean shit when the door is paper fucking thin and you could push your hand through it if you felt
that shit
like
would
it.
Wake you up if somebody started busting through your door.
I have the best alarm system. It's called the Chihuahua
system. Is the building locked? Or can anybody walk in the building?
No. Oh, anybody can walk in here.
Well, I mean, you're not in like a crime. I mean, the crime in that town is...
Don't even say that because there's crime
there
in this
area. But it's nowhere near as bad as like Madison and Milwaukee and Janesville and Rockford are probably 10 times as bad as where you're at.
And I get that. All I'm saying is the gunshots and the gangs that are flying around in the area are enough to get me going.
Yeah, you just have to be vigilant about your surroundings.
Oh, motherfucker, I'm a higher vigilante than Batman right now, okay? I am constantly listening. I can hear every vehicle that drives by at night. And all I can think is I will kill everybody that I have to protect me and the Chihuahua.
Well, this will prime, I mean...
Oh, and he's got his...
And you were contemplating possibly living in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, because I'm doing so well here.
I mean, take what you're experiencing and times it by, like, 5,000.
Okay, so that poster
seen that.
Just fell.
Well, your board fell, too.
And I didn't...
Or whatever that was.
Yeah, well, I didn't see the poster fall, though. I just heard it. And I thought this was it.
Maybe we should start recording really video too, but I don't know if you can upload that. You might freeze. So we have it on, so we have it filmed just in case.
Yep, this is my life.
Oh, you're fine.
I mean, it's not like I'm scared, but it's just like I'm sitting here and I'm like...
Well, and now you realize even more so how sheltered living in Mineral Point is.
Seriously, okay? I thought Mineral Point was like... Okay, like I get it. Like, I always knew Mineral Point was a small fucking town. And like, after like me getting attacked in that town, I was like, oh, you know, bad shit does happen in small towns. But now I'm sitting here going...
That was nowhere near as bad as you think it could be.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm sitting here and I'm like fucking vigilante my eyes all the fucking time. And I think that's why I'm so tired lately. Because I'm like, I hear everything and I'm constantly listening. I'm always like, fucking fight me.
You know, you'll look, I mean, after probably a couple of weeks of being there, you have to like let everything go. Because if you're going to be murdered or killed or die, it's going to happen and you can't stop it. If it's meant to be your time, it's meant to be your time.
I appreciate you wording it like that.
I mean, you know,
thanks, Kirk.
If you whoever you believe in, whatever you believe in, when it's your time, it's your time. There's nothing you can do about it. You just live your life and flash a boob mound every 5 minutes on my camera. So just FYI, Tiff is like stretching her back. So she's like laying down and and all I see is a boob mound in the camera shot.
Just one. Just one,
yeah,
though?
Just one, because she's close enough where you can only see one.
You know what? That's my gift to you, Kirk.
It's not a gift.
It's a gift?
That's not a gift, honey. Not for a gay man. That's not a gift.
Well,
it's a deterrent. It's a jaboner killer.
Well, yeah, for you, it's a boner killer. You know, some people be like, oh my God, Judy, not Kirk. Kirk's like, no.
I could admire a nice pair of breasticles, but they don't do anything for me. I'm sure some guy would be like, oh my God, I'd titty fuck those.
No, thank you, sir.
I remember one of the first ever porns I seen was a guy titty fucking someone. It was so disturbing to me. I'm like, well, what fuck? I mean, wouldn't it be better to stick it in her pussy or her asshole? I mean, I just don't see how soft boobies do anything for a hard penis.
Yeah, I can't say, like, I've ever understood the whole, like, yeah, I want to fuck your cleavage.
Why? I know, it's weird. I don't know.
Like, who's getting off on that, bud? Because it's not me.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, it literally looks like a worm coming at your chin the whole fucking time. And if you look down, you get stabbed.
A worm.
It does.
I've seen a wormy penis a few times in my life. They're not.
I'm just saying, because people are always like, oh my God, you know, like, titties. And like, okay, yeah, cool, titties are neat. But here's the thing. I don't want to get stabbed in the eye by your dick because I looked down. That's not fun for me. I don't want to have to go to the... Did you just rimshot me?
Yes.
Why? Did you get a laugh? What is happening right now?
I discovered the media pain on this recording thing. I can make some, you can add it sound effects and play them live.
I feel like that's not a good idea.
Not really. We'd have a whole fucking podcast with just sound effects interrupting this.
I was going to say, it's just you going.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be like, I love this song.
Oh, this fucking weather. Oh, my God, I'm over it. Fucking crazy ass shit.
Yeah, well, you guys got a shit ton of snow, and we got more snow than you did, believe it or not.
They were, like, on the weather, they had said Wednesday, or was it Wednesday? Today's Thursday, right? Yeah. Or no, it was Tuesday, Wednesday, right, that we got the snow? I can't even. I don't know. The first day was supposed to be less snow.
Tuesday.
And the second day was supposed to be like 2 to 6 inches, and it was the complete fucking opposite. All the snow came down on Tuesday, and then Wednesday it just kind of drizzled and rained, and then today it was snowing again this morning here. And there was a front coming down from the north. So I just stayed home for the most part.
That was from me to you.
What?
That snow that came from the north?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck you. Keep that shit, bitch. I'm going to send a serial killer up your way.
Sir, I'm surprised there's not one. I'm pretty sure the neighbor that lives directly across the hall probably is already a serial killer.
There's probably some crazy, like, perverts around.
Great.
Well, the population there is what, like 10 times the size of Mineral Point? Not bigger?
Yeah, seriously. It's ridiculous the size.
Isn't it like different. 35,000 people or something?
Okay. Something like that. And I learned that Wausau itself is such a big area that there's two separate postal codes.
When I moved to Mineral Point, it was the first time I ever lived anywhere where there was one zip code.
Wait, that's normal?
Oh my God, there's like fucking 30 in Chicago alone. There's 12 or 13 in Madison. Yeah, that's pretty normal.
Okay, I just sent you the police, by the way, because I want you to read that. That's what I've been doing, is trying to get that over. Okay. But never once in my life have I ever lived in an area, like, obviously, I've always lived in Mineral Point. So but I've never lived where there's more than one fucking postal code. So then when I'm setting up all my new address shit, like changing my address, I had to look up which fucking address or which fucking postal code to use because I didn't know.
That's hilarious.
And that's just Wausau. Ooh. That doesn't count all the little areas around it, like freaking Rothschild and Weston and all the fucking other ones, because I didn't know that was a thing.
Why is this not loading on my screen? That's weird. I was trying to send it to the computer so I can fucking see it because my phone's too small.
I could email it to you.
No, I can pull it up. I just got to open up my messages. Here we go.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I don't understand. Like the area, I don't understand. And like, don't get me wrong. Where my apartment is great because I am only like 5 minutes from work. I'm 5 minutes from like a lot of places. Like it's literally right across the bridge from like, okay, which is great. But I'm confused. I get confused. There's a lot of one-way fucking streets here.
Well, you have a lot of numbers in your address. 30... Oh, I shouldn't say what your address is.
I was like, are you really going to fucking read that out loud?
I thought about it halfway through it.
Yeah, no, okay, I know.
That is so weird. It. Lawn mowing and snow removal. Do they provide shovels and lawnmower?
I don't know about the lawnmower, but I did find a shovel, so... I really thought you were about to fucking read my new address out loud.
That's technically... I gotta look that up. I don't think that's legal. I don't think they can make you do that unless there is only one person renting the place. And if it's more than if it's a multi-unit, I don't think they can do that.
There's four units in this building.
That's crazy. Oh my God. And a 12-hour notice? I think some of this shit's illegal. They only have to give you a 12-hour notice to inspect your premises at any time they want to.
Yep, that is legal. I did check into that already. I thought it was 24 hours. Nope, it's 12.
That's crazy.
That's the minimum they can give you.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, some of this shit on my lease, it's sketchy.
What the fuck? Landlord may place any signs on the premises. Tenants are required to maintain any signs. What? Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Right, but we can't put anything on the premises.
They can't fucking make you maintain their signs that they put up, especially if it's something controversial. That's just fucking retarded. Yeah, there's quite a few violations in this lease. Tenant is responsible for extermination costs. That's illegal.
Look at the plumbing one.
Where the hell's plumbing? Oh, there. Well, improper use, I can understand that to a point.
Improper use, yes. But, like, if my sink just busts because it decided to bust,
that's not your fault? This is if you're improperly using any of the plumbing facilities.
Oh, and I don't have a washer and dryer, by the way.
Oh, really? Not even in the building? Yeah. You gotta go somewhere?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The snow, I mean, that is so fucking bizarre. Which tenant is responsible? They say tenant shall be responsible. But if it's a four unit, they have to specify who's responsible. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, so they told me the guy that lives across the hall usually mows the lawn, and then everybody else just kind of pitches in.
Wow. That's crazy. I shouldn't be silent because I'm reading this fucking thing, but that's just fucking crazy.
I'm just staring off into the distance.
Weird.
So it's not me. I'm not crazy, right?
No. Some of that shit. That's just weird.
Yeah, it's kind of sketchy. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, this whole thing has been long and hard, and I'm exhausted. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah.
Oh well.
Anyways, but that is, we got 30 seconds. Well, 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway. So that's our first time back after decade of time.
Well, now you know why, since Kirk almost just read my new address across the podcast universe.
There's just a lot of numbers in your address.
And I get that, but you
there's
can't
no
read that
big
aloud.
Word. You don't live on any special street. That's the boring part.
Yeah, but you can find out which street it is pretty quick by those numbers. Anyways, I'm Tiff. That's
she lives
Kirk.
At
That's
123.
Time.
I'm a whore lane in
if
suck
I'm a
my
prostitute,
cunt.
Pronounce it right. I work hard for my money, bitch.
Suck my cunt, Wisconsin, 66666.
I actually would love that. Anyways, okay,
bye.
Bye.
Get
Nick.
I love a face. I love a cheese. I love a dip. I love a place. I hate people. I hate people. I hate people. Big or small, short or tall, people. People.